If you learn to when you're two, like Ami said, roti khao, eat roti, eat khubz. We don't remember who taught us the word khubz, roti, chawal. That's only 40 years ago. There was a jalsa, there was a gathering of all humanity. You were a part of that, I was a part of that as well. In which Allah said, who is your Rabb? Everyone said, you are our Rabb. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, amongst the Sahaba, he says, I remember that day. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an says, I remember that day. Sahal bin Abdullah from the saintly people say, I remember that day. Mujhe yaad hai wo din. Jab Allah ne kaha, tumhara Rabb kone? I remember that day. What a memory. What a memory. This is all ruhani, this is all spiritual. It's all spiritual. But Hazrat Ali says, I remember that day. Hazrat Sahal bin Abdullah says, I remember that day. We don't remember what happened 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. We forget. After this jalsa, when we acknowledge that, oh Allah, you are our Rabb, Allah said, now special people come to the side. 124,000 more or less prophets come to the side. This is one general covenant. Now there is a special covenant that has to be made by you people, by the noble, by the prophets. You come to the side. So the prophets step to the side. 124,000 more or less. Allah speaks about that covenant in Surah Ali Imran verse 81. He says to the Prophet of Allah, there is a person to come after you. His name will be Muhammad, or his name will be Ahmad. If you find his time, you have to believe in him. لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ. You have to believe in him and you have to assist him in his mission. قَالَ أَقْرَرْتُمْ. Do you accept this covenant? They said, yes, we accept. Hazrat Adam accepted. Hazrat Ibrahim accepted. Hazrat Nuh accepted. Hazrat Shu'aib accepted. Hazrat Musa accepted. All the prophets said, yes. That's why one prophet brings this covenant into the practical form. And his name is Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not possible to do it practically because the prophets passed away well before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But there has to be one ambassador, one representative of all the prophets that can bring this covenant into a practical form, and that is Jesus, peace be upon him. He will come and he will assist this ummah. He will assist this mission that he will kill the greatest kafir that Allah has created, the Dajjal. Yeah? Practical form of this covenant. Now, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, one person, one prophet amongst that noble group. Think about it, what he did. He passes through so many exams. He passes through so many exams. If we study the exams that he was put through, most probably, most of humanity will fall short. They cannot succeed. He was ordered to leave his family. He left his family. Then he was ordered to sacrifice his son. Then he was ordered to create or erect the Kaaba. And wherever he was tested, he came out with flying colors. Flying colors. Now after he completed all the tests, and he has passed in every test with flying colors, Allah says, what do you want? What do you want? Ask now. It's just like the sun, he works during the day, he studies through during the night, he gives the exam and he passes with good numbers. He comes and he shows the sheet to his father, the report card, and the father is overjoyed and he says, mango kya mangte? Ask, what do you want? Ask. So what does Hazrat Ibrahim ask for? Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yuallimuhum alkitaba wal hikma wa yuzakkihim. I want a son from my progeny that performs four duties. He receives the divine word, he relates that divine word to his people, Then he teaches the meaning of the divine word. He teaches the hikmah, the wisdom. And he purifies the souls and the hearts. He was referring to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many years before the Prophet of Allah has come, even before the poster, we're talking about a jalsa now, we're talking about a get-together, before even the jalsa, before even the poster was given to the printer, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I want such a son from my progeny. I want such a son from my progeny. And he makes another dua. He says, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me, give me a pious child. This dua of Hazrat Ibrahim came into acceptance in the form of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So he asked for two things. One is on the completion of the Kaaba, he asked for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And whilst he was going through the exams, he asked for Rabbi habli min as-salihin, for a pious child, and that was Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So hum kehte hain, Hazrat Ibrahim ne do cheeze mangi, ek zamzam wala, ek kawthar wala. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for two things. One is the person of zamzam, and the other one the person of kawthar. Do cheeze mangi Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne, Hazrat Ibrahim ne, zamzam wala aur kawthar wala. Zamzam, Hazrat Ismail. Kawthar, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Sari duniya mang li unhone. In do cheezon ko, in do bandon ko mang ke puri duniya mang li unhone. He asked for two things, but it is inclusive to this entire world. It is inclusive to this entire world. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he spoke about the Prophet of Allah 570 years before the arrival of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That has been documented in Surah Saf, section number 1. Mubashiram bi rasuli ya'ti min ba'd ismu Ahmad. That there's a Prophet to come after me who is Ahmad. This is one of the names of the Prophet of Allah. And more amazing, remember the name, there's a prophet by the name of Hazrat Daniel. Hazrat Daniel. Hazrat Daniel is a prophet of Bani Israel. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had 5 sons. 3 were saintly and 2 were prophets. The 2 sons that were prophets were Ismail and Ishaq. Remaining 3 were saintly boys, they were saintly sons. Hazrat Madian, Hazrat Madain, Hazrat Qaidar. Hazrat Qaidar, Madian, Madain, Qaidar. Bani Israel is known as the sons and the progeny of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam through Yaqub. Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Ishaq, Hazrat Yaqub, Hazrat Yusuf, so on and so forth. 18,000 prophets from this line. Hazrat Ismail, and then his sons, there is no prophet but one, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Daniel is a Bani Israel prophet. When Allah granted Bani Israel prosperity, abundance, affluence, they failed in the test of abundance, affluence. There's a test of affluence. When a person is given so much, he has to make shukr. He has to bow in front of Allah through the channel of shukr. They failed in this test. They committed haram. So Allah Rabbul Izzat imposed a tyrant upon Bani Israel by the name of Bukht-e-Nasr. He came into the holy land of Palestine, Israel. He killed 70,000 people from Bani Israel. 70,000 were made captives. He destroyed Baytul Maqdis. Now people realize that this is a result of our deeds. It is a result of our deeds. They were put behind bars with the Prophet Hazrat Daniel alayhi salam. Hazrat Daniel, the Prophet, is with them in the jail. Sort of 5-star jail like nowadays. Hazrat Daniel said, I told you this would happen. You should have changed your life. Now they have nothing. They have stripped off all the honor, all the possessions. They are crying in the jail. Hazrat Daniel is crying throughout the night for his ummah. The ummah has realized their mistake. They are making dua and istighfar. So Allah makes the arrangements now for their freedom. Bukhtanasr sees a dream. He sees a dream and he's terrified when he wakes up in the morning, but he has forgotten the dream. He knows that he has seen a dream and he knows it is horrible and he can't understand what it means, but he has forgotten. So he calls all the fortune tellers, haram khor, all of them. He said, I have been feeding you for so many years. Now it is time to repay. They said, what is the issue? He said, I've seen a dream. I want you to translate the dream. They said, what is the dream? He said, I don't remember. You have to tell me what the dream was. They said, how are we going to tell you what the dream was? They're exposed now. He said, in 3 days, if you don't tell me what I saw, I will execute you all. Sometimes, you know, they say, dua mustar. That when we make dua, there should be some feeling in the dua. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, he goes to the Kaaba. And he finds a blind person, they're making dua. Ya Allah, mujhe nazrein wapas kar de, meri aankhein wapas kar de. He's making dua. Ya Allah, return my vision. Hajjaj bin Yusuf looks at him. He said, how long have you been making dua? He said, years and years. He said, acha. And your eyes haven't come back? He says, no. He said, in the next 3 days, if Allah doesn't return your eyes, forget about your eyes coming, I'm going to kill you. Hajjaj bin Yusuf said this. And what he said, he was going to fulfill it. I will execute you. If I see you blind after 3 days, you're dead. Hi, hi. Now, the intensity of the dua changed. Ya Allah, aankhe wapas kar do, Hajjaj bin Yusuf sar kalam karega. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, kill me. Will you believe it? Hajjaj bin Yusuf met him after 3 days and he had his eyes. He could see. He could see. Now Bani Israel is making dua because they have been stripped of everything. So Allah makes the arrangements. So Bukht-e-Nasr, he sees the dream. Now these fortune tellers, they're saying, we're dead in 3 days. We can't tell him because we can't deceive him because he has seen something. We have to just give him a hint and then he will remember the dream. The jailer was very impressed with Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam. Akhlaq, we will speak about it if we do have time. Akhlaq is a very strong tool by which we conquer hearts. The Prophet of Allah said, Futihatil Medina bil Akhlaq. Futihatil Medina bil Akhlaq. I conquered Medina with Akhlaq, with good conduct. I conquered Medina, the hearts of the people of Medina, with good conduct. If we have time, we'll speak about it. Most probably we won't. So the jailer was very impressed with Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam. His nights and his days, his izzuk, you know, his inkasari, his humbleness in his dua. Hazrat Daniel was divinely informed that this is what's happened in the court of the king. So Hazrat Daniel says to the jailer, come here. Your king saw a dream. I know what he saw. Khuda ke liye mazak na karo tu. Don't joke with me. So I'm not joking with you. I really know what he has seen. I can tell him. And if I tell him, he will give you a higher rank and he will give me freedom and I will have the option and the chance to free my people. So it's good for you and it's good for me. Please go and inform me. Please go and inform me. The king has seen a dream and Hazrat Daniel knows about it. This is the world of dreams. World of dreams. لَمْ يَبْقَ مِنَ النَّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشَّرَاتِ. Nothing remains from prophethood but good dreams. One day, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala found himself in a dream. And he found that the Prophet of Allah had blessed the gathering. He was sitting in the middle. And Hazrat Ali came in late and he found a spot beside the Prophet of Allah. And he sat beside the Prophet of Allah. After some time, a person brought a tray of dates. He brought a tray of dates. So the Prophet of Allah is Qasim. He distributes. He distributes. So he started to give one date to each person in that gathering, including Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Ali, in the dream, when he ate the date, the zaiqa, the taste was marvelous, delicious. So in the dream, he says to the Prophet of Allah, can I have one more date? The Prophet did not respond, did not accept, did not reject, and the dream came to an end. And Hazrat Ali woke up with the taste in his mouth. In real life, the Prophet of Allah had left this world. The first Khalif, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, had left this world. Hazrat Umar was alive. When Hazrat Ali went to the majlis of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Umar was sitting in the same position where the Prophet of Allah was sitting. And there was a spot beside Hazrat Umar that was empty. Hazrat Ali came and he sat beside Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. After a little while, a person brought a tray of dates, gave it to Hazrat Umar. Hazrat Umar starts to distribute one date to each person. Hazrat Ali, when he tastes that date, it is the same taste of the date that he tasted in the dream. He tastes the first date and now he says to Hazrat Umar, can I have a second one? He said, if the Prophet gave you a second one, I would have given you a second one. Agar Nabi aapko dusra deta, main bhi de deta. This is the world of dreams. This is the world of dreams. Hazrat Daniel knew what Bukht-e Nasr had seen. So now, when Bukht-e Nasr was informed, there's a person in the jail that has information about your dream, summon him, call him. So Hazrat Daniel is brought into the court of the king. What hikmat, what wisdom of a prophet. What akal, intelligence. It was the custom to bow, to make sajda. It was the custom to bow in front of the king. Now, and this was a bowing of ibadat. Remember this. Imam Ibn Kathir has made mention there are two types of sajda. One is sajda lita'zim, prostration for respect. And one is sajda lil-ibadat, sajda for worship. Imam Ibn Kathir is of this understanding from the time of Hazrat Adam till Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, sajda lita'zim was accepted. To bow in front of somebody for respect was accepted. It was not haram. But sajda lil-ibadat was haram. But in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the divine constitution does not allow sajda ta'zeem and sajda ibadat. So it closes all doors that can lead a person to shirk. That's why Qais bin Sa'd. Yes, Qais bin Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala an. He comes from Hira, from Iraq. And he says to the Prophet of Allah, that I have found the Christian people bowing in front of their leaders, of their religious leaders. He was not talking about sajda lil-ibadat. Because he's a Unitarian, he's a Muwahid. He's not going to ask the Prophet of Allah, let me make sajda to you. But he's asking for sajda lil-ta'zeem. That, oh Prophet, I want to respect you by bowing in front of you. And the Prophet of Allah said that if this was allowed in my ummah, I will allow the wife to make sajda ta'zeem to the husband. Not sajda lil-ibadat. So people used to make sajda lil-ibadat to Bukht-e Nasr. When he went inside, he stood there and gave salam. So this was disrespectful. Very disrespectful. And he has just come from jail. And he has not informed the king of any dream yet. He hasn't started on a positive note. So Bukht-e Nasr says to all the people in the court, leave. I want to speak with him. So now Bukht-e Nasr said, why didn't you bow in front of me? He said that if I bowed in front of you, it will be disastrous for you and disastrous for me. He said, how can it be disastrous to me? I deserve that respect. He said, look, you are very concerned about a dream that you have forgotten. And I'm the only one that can relate that dream. I'm the only one that knows that dream. And I know that dream because my Rabb has given me the ilm. And my Rabb has ordered me not to bow in front of anyone. And if I bow in front of anyone, he will dislike it and he will erase the information of that dream. That is disastrous for you, disastrous for me, disastrous for you that you will remain in the state of anxiety, and disastrous for me that I will lose my life. He said, what a wise person you are. everything covered. He said, I've never seen a wiser person than you. One person came to the Prophet of Allah. And he says, O Prophet of Allah, my neighbor has made my life hell. That's why there's a dua. I read this dua for 5 years, me in Brisbane. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jari su. Oh Allah, protect me from the evil of my neighbor. Serena was my neighbor. That was her name. She made my life hell. I'm not joking. Hell. So this person complained to the Prophet of Allah. He said, Oh Prophet of Allah, my neighbor is terrible. Has made my life miserable. I have tried to speak to my neighbor with hikmah, with wisdom. It doesn't work. So is there any guidance that you can give to me? The Prophet of Allah says, yes. Remove all your items, place it on the road and sit on your items, sit on your luggage, outside. Start living outside. Just do that. So he said, how is that going to solve the problem? Just do that. So he removes everything from his house, puts it on the road and sits on all his goods. Now people are passing by. They said, why are you sitting here? He said, my neighbor is terrible. He said, acha, your neighbor, who's your neighbor? That's your neighbor. In a day, thousands of people are passing by and they're giving lana to that person. He said, what a terrible person. In no time, the whole town is cursing him. He comes to the person and says, for God's sake, come inside. He picks up his luggage, puts it inside, and from that day onwards, he's not the valim, he's the khadim of that person. Not the valim, but the khadim of that person. He becomes a servant of that person. This is the hikmat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The hikmat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So as a Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam being a prophet. So as a Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam says to the king, I know what you have seen. He said, what did you see? He said, what did I see? He said, in a dream you found that there was a massive idol. Massive. The head of that idol was touching the skies. And the feet of that idol were stationed on the ground. Just visualize the idol so large. And the shoulder blades of that idol covered the entire horizon. The head of that idol was made out of gold. The chest was made out of silver. The stomach was made out of brass. The thighs were made out of copper. The calves were made out of iron. And the 2 feet were made out of dust. The king says, yes, yes, yes. It's coming back. It's coming back. He said, what else? He said, then you found a rock. It came from nowhere. It struck the head. It crushed the head. But it didn't stop there. It crushed the entire idol. All the different metals became one metal. Collapsed all the different metals. The gold, the silver, the brass, the copper, the iron. They became one metal. And then slowly and gradually, that stone started to expand. And the area the idol was occupying, that stone started to occupy. He said, yes, that's the dream. That's the dream that I saw. What does this mean? Allahu Akbar. He said, what does this mean? He said that this idol represents different clans, different nations. The worth of the metals represent the different standards that people have set. I am better than this person. The Romans, the Persians used to consider themselves to be better. The first civilization was the Iraqi civilization. Bukhtar Nasr was from there, considering themselves to be better. What is this rock? This rock is Islam. It will come and it will destroy all these differences. Man-made differences. And it will place humanity on one platform. It doesn't matter if you're black, it doesn't matter if you're white. It doesn't matter if you're poor, it doesn't matter if you're rich. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. You are all on one platform. In the majlis of the Prophet of Allah, you find the beautiful person from Quraysh. But you find Hazrat Bilal there as well. You find Hazrat Suhaib there as well. You find the poor, Abdullah ibn Masood, Hazrat Khabbab bin Arat. You find the rich there as well, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Usman Ghani. All placed on one platform. That massive rock that destroyed the entire idol is the rock of Islam. That does not leave any differentiation between humanity. All on one platform. And it will spread. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. It will reach every single part of the world, that rock. So Hazrat Daniel alayhi salatu wasalam spoke about the Prophet of Allah well before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arrival. Now, more interesting. The Prophet of Allah